Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
A vote against children. This past Monday, March 4th, the French Parliament overwhelmingly passed an amendment to their constitution, making abortion a constitutional right. French President Emmanuel Macron proposed the amendment as a reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2022 reversing the Roe v. Wade, which put the issue of abortion back to the individual states. In the joint session of the French Parliament, the measure passed 780-72. In 1975, abortion was legalized in France. None of the major political parties in France have questioned the right to abortion. 80% of the French public support abortion rights in a public poll. There were approximately 200 protesters against the vote to the amendment, with some holding signs stating, "I too was an embryo." The introduction to the French bill stated, "Unfortunately, this event is not isolated. In many countries, even in Europe, there are currents of opinion that seek to hinder, at any cost, the freedom of women to terminate their pregnancy if they wish." As a response to the Supreme Court ruling, Matilda Philip Gay, a specialist in French and American constitutional law, stated, "It may not be an issue where a majority of people support abortion, but those same people may one day vote a far-right government, and what happened in the U.S. can happen elsewhere in Europe, including France." Philip Gay continued by stating that inscribing abortion into the French Constitution will make it harder for abortion opponents of the future to challenge these rights, but it won't prevent them from doing it in the long run with the right political strategy. The U.S. Declaration of Independence stated the reason for fighting against the British was for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Notice those first words is life. Jeremiah 1:5 stated, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." That is exactly what God told Jeremiah. What the French government has done in this legislation is legalized murder. Today, the abortion pill mifepristone will be available from your local CVS and Walgreens, and this is easy access that will allow women without counsel or physician's care to force an abortion on their own. Imagine the sight as a life in great distress enters this world under such circumstances, and then the mother who must see and never forget that life ending so horrifically. May we fight for the sanctity of life. And that is news to me. A great resource for you. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is a story of Ellie and her brother who fought in World War I. Follow her story from a young girl to a grandmother and her family's connection with the tomb. Learn historic facts from World War I and take a brief tour of Arlington. This is a great resource for the whole family. Missions Minute. For over 70 years, the heartbeat of The Voice in the Wilderness has been missions. From Brother Royce's connections with Sister Matilda in Israel, to the church building in Jamaica, through Sister Sophie's work in the jungles of Venezuela and Colombia, God has blessed this ministry, and we have endeavored to serve Him worldwide. Missions points have included in the countries of India, Moldova, Korea, Mexico, Canada, and yes, here in the United States. A current project is the printing and distribution of the Gospel of John in Cherokee, King James Bible, and Navajo, King James Bible, on the reservations. Our mission is to give the gospel out wherever the Lord leads. Please pray for this latest initiative from The Voice as we assist those working with these people groups here in the United States. Another resource for you from The Voice. Packed full of wit, humor, illustrations, and important scriptures, this book is full of key biblical elements of godly marriage and home that spans from the duties of the parents and practical discipline guidelines to difficult questions regarding divorce and remarriage. May we all say that our marriage is more precious still. Taking Their Nation Back. The president of El Salvador has declared war. not on another nation, but on the gangs that have been running ragged in his country. Declaring a state of emergency, President Nayib Bukele has authorized officials to round up gang members after a spike in murders and other violent crimes. A new supermax prison has been built that will contain 40,000 people. The jail, called the Center for Confinement of Terrorism, is said to be the largest jail in the Americas. The prisoners will live for decades there so that they can no longer do any harm to the population. The prison is made up of 8 buildings that has 32 cells each, which will hold more than 100 prisoners in the space of 1,075 square feet. The aim of the mass arrest of gangs such as MS-13 and Barrio 18 is to make them disappear altogether. While popular with Salvadorans, human rights organizations are stating that innocent people have been captured and subjected to cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment. I guess the idea is to lock them up and throw away the key. Now, while this may be appealing to us law-abiding citizens, there is a danger of rights being taken away from innocent people. I thank God that I live in a nation where one is innocent until proven guilty. And that is news to me. On a personal note, the other day we were cutting up a tree that had fallen down. It had gotten hung up on some other trees and it was kind of dangerous. Wanting to make sure that we didn't allow for the tree to hit the building, we cautiously cut the trunk and put a come along around one of the branches. Stepping up to the tree, I noticed that the middle of it was rotten, which is why the tree fell in the first place. It reminded me of what Jesus told the Pharisees. On the outside, they looked good, but on the inside, they were all rotten, just like our tree. May God help us not be rotten on the inside, but clean and pure for Him, standing tall and strong, rooted and grounded in His Word, not cut down, not bent over or cowering down, but straight, sure, and true, pointing heavenward. This is Steve Lilly with The Voice in the Wilderness, and this has been news to me.
70 years, The Voice in the Wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been news to me.